This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Case studies. How organizations successfully implement attention management programs to reduce team conflict. Real stories of what happened when teams finally faced their friction head-on. In short, attention management programs work when they give people a structured, safe way to name conflict before it compounds. The case studies below show the difference between teams that faced friction early and those that let it quietly rot. What separates them is almost never resources. It is willingness. Definition: tension management programs are structured organizational approaches that help teams identify, address, and reduce interpersonal conflict before it escalates. They include communication protocols, regular dialogue processes, and clear norms for raising concerns, so that friction surfaces early rather than corroding trust over time. I want to tell you about the first time I truly understood what a tension management program could do. Not from reading about it, from watching a team nearly fall apart, and then watching another team in the same building hold together through something just as difficult. The difference was not talent or luck. It was whether they had a system for facing friction before it became fire. Tension management programs are not soft initiatives. They're some of the hardest, most practical work a team can do together. What to watch for before you read these scenarios? Before you move through these examples, I want to give you one thing to hold in your mind. Tension really announces itself. It arrives as a slightly shorter reply, a meeting that ends 10 minutes early, a colleague who stops disagreeing. By the time it feels like conflict, it has usually been building for weeks. What you are looking for in each scenario is the moment when tension could have been addressed and was not, or was. That hinge point is where tension management either earns its place or fails to show up at all. Six real scenarios that show how tension management actually works. A product team that built the system too late. A product team of 9 had been working well for 18 months. Then a new technical lead joined. Within 6 weeks, the original team members had started routing decisions around him, copying him last on emails, and answering his questions in the briefest possible terms. No one said anything directly. The team's manager noticed the chill, but waited, assuming it would resolve itself. It did not. 3 months later, the technical lead resigned, citing a poor cultural fit. 2 weeks after that, one of the original members pulled the manager aside and admitted the team had never trusted the onboarding process and had felt their input was being overridden without explanation. The cost here was not just a lost hire. The original friction, left unaddressed, had quietly taught the team that silence was acceptable. That lesson stayed long after the technical lead left. This is what a met needs driving team conflict looks like when no one names them out loud. Here's the truth of it: the problem was not the new hire. The problem was a team with no agreed process for raising discomfort, and a manager who confused patience with action. A sales team that found a language for friction. A sales team of 12 operated across 2 time zones, and had grown through 3 acquisitions. Friction was constant, mostly about territory boundaries and lead ownership. The team leader, in her early 50s, had watched 2 previous teams fracture over the same issues. She introduced a single change, a monthly 30-minute session she called a friction check. No agenda. One question on the table. What is slowing us down that we have not said out loud? The first 2 sessions were uncomfortable. People tested the water carefully. By the 3rd session, the real issues surfaced. Within 4 months, the team had renegotiated its lead sharing protocol, stopped 2 territorial disputes before they escalated, and reduced its manager escalation rate by more than half. The team leader told me later that the sessions themselves were not the solution. The solution was that people stopped assuming silence was safer than honesty. If you want a practical method for the kind of structured conversation that makes this possible, the DEAL method for resolving team conflict gives you a solid framework to build from. A finance department, where transparency did the work. A finance department had been through 2 rounds of redundancies. Trust was low, communication was guarded, and a quiet culture of self-protection had taken root. Every piece of information felt politically charged. Managers were reluctant to share updates before they were certain, which meant teams were operating on rumor. The department head made one significant shift. She began holding short, weekly team updates, 10 minutes, no slides, just what she knew and what she did not know yet. She named the uncertainty explicitly. She invited questions and answered them directly, even when the answer was I genuinely do not have that information yet. Over 12 weeks, meeting participation increased, and informal information sharing between team members grew noticeably. The change was not that problems disappeared. It was that people stopped spending energy managing fear of the unknown. This is one of the clearest examples I have seen of how transparency reduces workplace tension in a practical, day-to-day sense. A project team that managed conflict during the work itself. A cross-functional project team of six was working to a hard deadline. 3 weeks in, two members had developed a sharp difference in approach. One was detail-focused and cautious, the other was fast-moving and comfortable with ambiguity. Neither style was wrong, but they had started to undermine each other subtly in meetings, offering corrections in front of the group, and interpreting each other's silence as passive disagreement. The project manager caught it during the third weekly review. Rather than address it privately after the meeting, she surfaced it in the room. Not dramatically, she said, I want to name something I am noticing. We are getting good challenge in this team, and I want to make sure it stays useful. Can we talk about how we disagree well? That one move reframed the dynamic. The two team members stopped treating each other's style as a threat and started treating it as a working difference to manage. The project was delivered on time. For practical tools on how to handle conflict during meetings in exactly this kind of moment, that link will serve you well. A team where nobody got hurt. A customer service team had a manager who ran tight, efficient meetings. He covered the agenda, moved fast, and left little time for open discussion. He believed clarity and pace were signs of respect for people's time. What he did not see was that two of his strongest team members had stopped contributing. They had tried to raise concerns twice, be acknowledged briefly, and watched those concerns drop off the agenda without follow-up. They had concluded that raising issues was a performance with no result. They started doing the minimum required and began looking for other roles. The manager only learned this during exit interviews. Both people cited the same thing: they felt invisible. This is a direct failure of tension management at the most basic level. Tension needs a voice before it can be addressed. If your meetings are not ensuring every participant gets heard, you are creating the conditions for quiet exits. Efficiency is not the same as connection. A fast meeting that leaves people feeling unheard is more expensive than a slower one where concerns get named. A leadership team that used feedback to diffuse escalation. A leadership team of five had a pattern they agreed warmly in meetings and then undermined each other's decisions in their own departments. The organization could feel the split, even if no one named it directly. Performance reviews were inconsistent, messaging was contradictory, and middle managers were caught between competing signals. An external facilitator introduced a structured feedback practice, run quarterly, where each leader gave and received direct feedback from every other leader using a consistent format. The first round was stilted and careful. The second round, 6 months later, was more honest. By the third round, two leaders had openly acknowledged specific behaviours that had been damaging alignment, and the team had started holding each other accountable in real time rather than in private complaint. The feedback process did not create trust on its own. It created the conditions where trust could be rebuilt, one honest conversation at a time. If you want to understand the craft behind that kind of conversation, the article on delivering negative feedback positively and the deeper work on advanced feedback techniques are both worth your time. What these scenarios reveal about how tension management programs take root. Three things recur across the examples above, and they are worth naming plainly. First, structure does not replace courage, but it makes courage easier. The sales team leader's friction check did not force honesty. It gave people a container in which honesty was less dangerous. The leadership team's feedback format did the same thing. When tension management programs work, they lower the personal cost of speaking up. Second, the absence of a program is itself a choice, and it has consequences. The product team that lost its technical lead, the customer service manager who lost two strong performers, neither of those managers chose conflict. They chose inaction. In tension management, inaction is always a decision, and it always has a price. Third, the timing of intervention matters enormously. Every example where tension was addressed early cost far less than the examples where it was left to compound. This is not coincidental. Tension is like a slow leak, manageable when caught early, catastrophic when ignored. What this means for your team right now. You do not need a formal program to begin. You need one question you're willing to ask regularly and the strength to sit with the answers. Look at your last 3 weeks. Where did you notice friction and say nothing? Where did a conversation end slightly too quickly? Where did someone go quiet who used to engage? Those are your starting points. The most effective tension management programs I have seen grew from exactly that kind of honest observation, turned into a consistent practice over time. Tension management programs are not about creating harmony for its own sake. They are about keeping the working ground solid enough that people can do their best work, even when the pressure is on. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling books They Write Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Frequently asked questions. What are tension management programs in the workplace? Tension management programs are structured approaches that help teams identify, address, and reduce interpersonal conflict before it damages performance. They typically include communication frameworks, regular check-ins, and clear protocols for raising concerns. The goal is to resolve friction early rather than wait for full escalation. How do tension management programs reduce team conflict? They give people a shared language and a safe process for naming what is wrong before resentment builds. When teams have agreed protocols for raising concerns, conflict surfaces earlier and costs less. Without that structure, most people stay silent until the damage is done. What does a successful tension management program look like in practice? It looks like a team with a regular, structured space to name concerns honestly, a manager who responds without defensiveness, and a process for following up on what was said. It is not about eliminating disagreement. It is about making sure disagreement does not become corrosive. What happens when organizations ignore workplace tension? A managed tension compounds quietly. People disengage, communication narrows, and the best performers often leave first because they have options. By the time conflict becomes visible to leadership, the trust damage is usually months old and far harder to repair than the original disagreement ever was. How long does it take for a tension management program to show results? Most teams see early signs within 6 to 8 weeks, fewer one-to-one complaints to managers, more direct conversations between peers, and a modest rise in meeting participation. Deeper trust and sustained conflict reduction typically develop over 3 to 6 months of consistent practice. Can tension management programs work for remote or hybrid teams? Yes, but they require more deliberate structure than in-person programs. Remote teams lose the informal corridor conversations where tension often surfaces naturally. Replacing that requires scheduled check-ins with specific prompts, clear written norms for raising concerns, and managers who actively ask rather than wait to be told. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling books They Write Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.